I don't have a big bump currently. I just look bloated. My stomach looks like I'm holding more of a poo baby than an actual baby. Hi, you're listening to the secret podcast of the worst pregnant person. This is my first pregnancy, and so far I'm terrible at being pregnant, so I started this podcast to complain. So, in the UK, you can fill in an online form, and for me, it's via Transport for London. And they send you this TfL branded baby on board badge. I've only just started wearing it, and I can't help feeling paranoid that people might think I'm faking it because I'm barely showing. This is some weird paranoia I wasn't expecting to feel being pregnant. I don't know why I'm so concerned about this. I know the truth, and also I'm not faking it. On reflection, I think it's because when you see people wearing the badge, they have a visible bump. And I wonder how many people don't wear a badge in their first trimester because of the fear of judgment. As I've learned, the first trimester is so rough for some people, including myself, as you're very aware. I really am in shock about how unwell I felt for such a long time. I still don't feel great, to be honest, but at least the nausea's gone and I'm bloody grateful for that. Some people really are in need in the first trimester, the stage when they're not showing, but they feel like utter bollocks. I do understand that many people want to keep their pregnancy a secret until they have their 12-week scan or beyond this. So wearing a badge at this stage isn't an option for them, but some of these lovely people will be suffering in silence if they're having a rough time with the old HCG and other hormones. So wearing the badge does attract attention, I've noticed. I feel like a beacon when I wear it, and this makes me feel even more vulnerable, to be honest. I was heading to the cinema at rush hour the other day and stepped on a rather packed Circle Line train. To be honest, I didn't even want a seat because I was getting off in two stops, and I do a lot of sitting these days. I've barely done any exercise. So I didn't mind standing up, but I still had my badge on and I didn't want to take it off because I felt like that would look weird. So I stood there, leaning on the side where the tube has that accordion joining bit thingy, and standing there with my badge made me feel quite exposed and also conscious that the badge serves the purpose of getting a seat, so why bother wearing it? Eventually, a woman looked up and offered her seat. And then the woman next to her looked up and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see you there." She looked like she felt quite guilty, actually. But I politely declined and I reassured them. I said I was getting off the next stop and I could do with standing as I needed the exercise. Okay, since when did standing become exercise? As I said, I do a lot of sitting down and lying down currently. I do feel very sluggish, and I'd love to get back into some kind of exercise routine, not just standing up. But the longer you put it off, the harder it is to start again. Have you ever felt that with exercise? So yeah, I really need to kind of push myself to do at least something. Maybe start off with a walk and see how that goes. It does feel awkward taking someone's rightful seat on the tube. People fight to get a seat in rush hour. They work hard, they're tired. And again, you don't know how someone's feeling on the inside. And then I waltz on with my priority badge. I'm sure I'm going to encounter many people who look at me with a side eye and think, "Oh, for fuck's sake, I just want to sit down, read my book, listen to my podcast, not give up my seat to this random pregnant woman I don't know." But at the end of the day, being pregnant is hard. It really is, as I am learning, and we do deserve the seats. Okay, so let's change the subject. In episode 2, I spoke about the many symptoms I've experienced during my first trimester, and I thought I would share two more that I forgot to mention in episode 2. So the first one is lightning crutch, a sudden sharp pain in the vagina that takes my breath away. This is a fun new experience to add to the list. This has happened a few times, but not too often. But when it does happen, it's an experience for sure. It makes me go, "Oh," it really does kind of, yeah, take your breath away. So apparently this can be caused by nerve compression and stretching and loosening of the ligaments. So that's that one. And the second that I forgot to mention, which is a big one actually, and I was blissfully unaware this would happen, a constant stream of discharge. So during pregnancy, a white vaginal discharge is very common, and it has a name, and it's called leucorrhea. And I think I'm butchering that. Correct me if I'm not saying that right. So it's leucorrhea. So this is caused by hormonal changes, apparently, especially estrogen. Increased estrogen boosts blood flow to the pelvic area and stimulates the mucous membranes, leading to more discharge. Also, it serves as a protective function. So this discharge helps to keep the vagina clean and maintains a healthy balance of bacteria, reducing the risk of infections and mucus plug formation. So early in pregnancy, some of this mucus contributes to the mucus plug that seals the cervix and protects the uterus. And later, the discharge often increases as the body prepares for birth. So apparently, what's normal is thin or milky white discharge with a mild or no odour, steady or increasing throughout pregnancy. Please do remember, I am no expert in this. I'm learning this as I go along and I'm taking you on the ride with me. Perhaps it's your first pregnancy too. And what I discuss here is just from what I've researched online. So always consult your medical professional if you're worried about any of your symptoms or if you need to find out more about a certain symptom that you're experiencing. So I'm curious to hear about your pregnancy travel stories and any symptoms that you're experiencing that have taken you by surprise. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll be with me in the next one. Bye.